السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. One sister asked me, how come some people enter to the fold of Islam or Allah opened the door of Hidayah and after that they drift and they go back in dunya or in a state of sins. Some people can come back, some people will never come back. How I know and why Allah choose some people, Allah do not choose some other people. Exactly the way she said it, is a choosing. And the secret in here is very simple. If Allah give me Hidayah, I should value Hidayah. I should cherish Hidayah. I can be weak, but I should never drop Hidayah. The problem in here, when deep in our heart we drop Hidayah, this is a musibah. The big musibah, the big calamity, when we drop the Hidayah, we drop the value of the relationship with Allah, we drop the love of Allah for a man, for a woman, for a child, for any material status. By this way, in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the heart. Allah, He knows what inside our heart. By this way, the main problem in here is for me to drift and do not value Allah's message. This is a big musibah. I can get weak. I can be a sinner. But I should go back and beg Allah. Oh Allah, please, don't snatch my hidayah from me, Allah. Don't snatch my hidayah from me, Allah. Don't snatch the value of our relationship between me and you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't make me love anyone above you, Ya Allah. Don't make me be busy with anyone except you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please accept me. Accept me, Allah. Hold me tight. You know my weakness. Give me strength, Ya Allah. Open for me, Ya Allah. Don't make me drift, Ya Allah. And if I drift, take my hand, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't make me love anybody above you. Don't make me cherish anything above you. Don't make me have any value, anything above you. And you're pleasing you. And your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mu'mineen. And the condition of the ummah. If my niyyah is correct, if my heart is correct, if I keep going and with this message inside my heart, even if I drift, Allah inshaAllah will bring me back. But the problem in here, if deep inside, the value of the message go down, and the value of a man or a woman or a child or a situation or a job, it go up. This is the problem. This is the main problem. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Because we're supposed to be the people who are looking at one thing. Oh Allah, smile to us and don't be angry at us. Oh Allah, love us and don't be angry at us. Oh Allah, don't make us value anything above our relationship with you, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, you know our weakness. You know our shortcoming. You create us, Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah, don't me get away from your message, Ya Allah. And this way, when I look at you, when I look at the husband, wife, kids, anything, the message should be alive. And beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take the message away from you. This is now a tawfiq from Allah. And oh Allah, please, Ya Allah, don't choose me, Allah, and reject me like Bani Israel. You're choosing them and you're cursing them. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Don't, Ya Allah, please, don't, Ya Allah, don't choosing me and cursing me. Don't choosing me and leave me alone, Ya Allah. I need you, Ya Allah. I need you, Allah, in every moment in my life. Oh Allah, you know me. You create me. You know my weakness. Help me out. Help me out and don't make me rely on myself. Don't make me rely on anything except you. Don't make me believe in nobody except you. Don't make me love anyone above you. Don't make me value anything except you, Ya Allah. And the relationship between me and you, Ya Allah. And be for you, Ya Allah. Working for you, Ya Allah. Make me work for you day and night, Ya Allah. Make me among those who remember you day and night, Ya Allah. Make me among those, Ya Allah, who are famous in your kingdom, Ya Allah. Make me among those, Ya Allah, the angel call my name around your throne, Ya Allah, day and night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make me among those, Ya Allah, who look at you, look at them and smile to them. A smile, you will never be angry at them anymore, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us your Ridwan, Ya Allah. Be content with us, Ya Allah. And make me content with you, Ya Allah. Make me Abdullah. Make me Abdullah and make me belong to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't make me reject me, Allah. Don't reject me, Allah. Don't reject me, Allah, at this blessed time. Don't reject me, Allah. Open the door of rahmah, the door of happiness for me, Allah, dunya and akhirah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Make me work for you. Make me remember you. Make me value our relationship, ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, I have nobody except you, ya Allah. I need you, ya Allah. I need you, ya Allah. I need you, ya Allah. May Allah accept, may Allah accept, may Allah accept. My dear brother and sister in Islam, imagine if someone value you, if somebody choose you, if somebody give you something very high and so beautiful, can you change your mind and you do not value the person? You do not love this person who value you? What about Allah Jalla Jalalu, the one who choose me, the one who give me dignity, he give me hidayah, he make me Abdullah. And he promised me all this pleasure with him, for him. What Allah want? He want me to see my heart. I value him all the time. What about wife and kids and everything? I love them for him. I remember it's just a gift and amana he give it to me. By this way, I value the giver, not the toy. Don't ever forget that. I value the giver, not the